Patty, it is so early while we're recording this episode.
Yes, it is.
I am Kiara.
I'm Kiana.
And welcome to another episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what happened? Today, we're going to be covering Season 5, Episode 9 of Before the 90 Days. Kiana, anything else before we jump right in?
No, but I know who I want to start with. But let's see if that's the same person that you have on your list to start.
Okay, should we say it at the same time?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Gino.
Ben Jackson. And my hot. I was thinking them too. Let's just go with Gino and Jasmine. I'm okay. Excited.
All right. Yeah, this episode was pretty good. So when we first see Jasmine and Gino, Jasmine is still confronting Gino about what he sent to his ex, aka naked pictures of her.
Yep.
So Jasmine then says, "Did you send them or not?" Girl, what did Gino do? Like any other male species?
Let me guess. Lie.
Of course he did. And here's this thing. I've been watching this lawyer show, right? And one thing that they always tell their clients is that if somebody's asking you a question on the stand, they already know the answer. So do not lie.
Thank you.
And that's exactly how I felt when Jasmine asked Gino if he sent those naked pictures. She already knew the answer. Like, come on, Gino. Why exactly. Are you lying?
The thing is, why would I just be asking you that unless I had a reason?
Exactly. And then the crazy part, did you see his face when he asked? He doesn't even have a good poker face, number one. He might as well just say yes.
Girl, I'm looking at Gino and I'm just thinking, Gino, seriously? I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
Right? Because this whole time we've kind of been feeling bad for Gino. And then he goes and does some shit like this.
Yep.
He finally admits it. And it turns out that he was even sending messages talking shit about Jasmine as well. Talking about how crazy she was.
Typical.
This is somebody that you're supposed to be with. What do you look like bashing them to your ex? But then he tries to make it better by saying, well, at least the naked pictures was him bragging on Jasmine. Girl.
Really? Why the hell are you sending my naked pictures across the internet, you fool?
Exactly. And then,
and not to mention, we're on this show. That's even more reason for someone to release these pictures.
Exactly. For money or anything.
Yeah.
Or for, you know, followers or whatever.
Yep.
So Jasmine ends up walking away from him, which I was surprised she didn't pop off right away. She actually walked away. And then Gino says, well, I don't know where she went. So he goes into the room and just lays on the bed. I'm sorry,
girl,
what?
You know he was sick. I think he was sick. His stomach was hurting. All the nine yards. He was sick. That's why he went to the room.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I was thinking, okay, now why the hell didn't he go looking for her? The island couldn't have been that damn big.
Right. He didn't say like, oh my gosh, my stomach hurts. But you know. He was sick.
But in true Jasmine fashion, she could not just let it go. So she actually ends up going back to the room, which I felt like was honestly something that I would also do. You know,
hell yeah.
I am not done with your ass. I'm going back and I'm going to keep yelling at you.
Right. And I might knock you upside the head too. JK.
Yes, just kidding. Well, Jasmine grabs the only gift that Gino has bought her this whole time, aka the toothbrush, and throws it out the door. Gino asks her, what was that? And she says, trash. And I'm thinking, yes, Jasmine, I know that's right.
Only bad thing is, I hope she had an extra toothbrush because, I mean, that's your toothbrush that you just threw out. So,
you know, I was thinking that, but then I was also thinking that they're on a resort. They're at a vacation place. So they probably have toiletries and stuff for sale.
Yeah.
Then Kiana, the situation gets worse because what we then come to find out is that Gino's ex has also been sending screenshots of Gino talking about how he pays sugar babies to go out with him.
Ugh. Now, this part was, I don't know how I felt about this part.
I was shocked.
Yeah, I was just feeling like, okay, this is kind of going a little far. He probably didn't want that out there, I feel.
You know what? At the end of the day, hurt people do hurt things. And you want that person to feel as hurt as you are because you would never betray them or do them like that. And it's hard for you to imagine that they would do that to you.
That's true.
I got where Jasmine was coming from. And honestly, I didn't think it was that big of a deal because just like how if he wouldn't want Jasmine to be exposed, he shouldn't have sent her pictures. Well, if he didn't want to be exposed, he shouldn't have been telling his ex that. Period.
This is true.
Period. So we come to find out that Gina was paying women anywhere from $200 to $250 to go on dates with him. So the producers ask him, was he really a sugar daddy? And he says, yes, but they only went on dinner dates as kind of a way to make it sound better, I guess. But I'm like, as opposed to what other kind of dates?
Like have sex dates?
Get out of here. They probably did a little some after dinner.
Honestly, a lot of sugar babies don't like to give out sugar. So if he just paid them to go to dinner with him, I can believe that.
I can believe that as well. But I think that you have to be realistic and think that if they are getting paid, yes, it's great on the woman to just get paid to go out to dinner with someone. But if Gino's paying, I'm sure he wants something else.
Not necessarily, though, because some sugar daddies only want someone to hang out with, go to dinner, go on dates and stuff. They don't require any sugar.
That is true. Actually, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, see? So sometimes even the sugar daddy doesn't necessarily want sugar. They just want, like, companionship.
Yeah, which is supposedly what Gino wanted. Do I believe? Mm-hmm. Do I necessarily believe that that's what Gino wanted? Not really, but it does happen. Mm-hmm. Well, Jasmine starts going in on Gino, talking about that if she wanted a sugar daddy, it would not be him. She would get somebody better than Gino, with more money than Gino, that looks better than Gino, that's not from wherever the hell. Where's Gino from? Michigan. It would be somewhere much more glamorous. No offense to anybody from Michigan. But that's not what you necessarily think about when you think about living a luxury lifestyle.
Jasmine said, if I was into that, I would have the sugar daddy of all the sugar daddies.
And that's facts. And Jasmine is like, pretty. Look at me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she could get a good one.
Yep. She's pretty. She has a nice body. Like, she's young. She could definitely get a sugar daddy if she wanted one.
Mm-hmm. Well, then Jasmine starts kind of hitting below the belt a little bit because she says, thank God that she was taking that birth control and that she did not get pregnant by such a sicko like Gino. Mm-hmm. I was lucky, like, okay, yes, girl, hit him where it hurts. Mwahahaha.
See, but Jasmine is the type that says all this stuff. I mean, we've all done it, but Jasmine is the type that says all this stuff when you're mad. And then when you're not mad anymore, guess what? You can't take it back. So sometimes it's best to not, even though sometimes you just can't help it, it just comes out. Sometimes it's best to just relax because you can't take all the stuff that you're saying back. And mind you, he's not saying anything. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what guys will do. They will take all that. They will start flipping it around on you. Yep. So now, even though he sent her naked pictures, talking all this shit about her in the messages, this is his perfect opportunity and ammunition to be able to throw it back in her face later.
Oh, yes. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. And flip the whole thing around on her.
Exactly. And sometimes it's hard to control yourself when you're upset. But I do think that Jasmine is old enough. She's probably been through things like this, or maybe not exactly like this before, but I would think that she would be, I don't know, maybe just able to handle it a little bit better and actually think before she says certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know.
Yeah, and also Jasmine is a little crazy, so I feel like she can't.
Yeah, that too. Okay, well, next week, oh my gosh, did you see the preview for next week?
Yes, I can't wait.
Oh my gosh, I think the whole next week episode, like on all the couples, is going to be so good. But ooh-wee, Jasmine ripped off Gino's hat. Ooh.
See, ooh. Gino, see, that, I think that's what makes, you know how you're like so upset, you like popping off or whatever, and the person that you're popping off at is just sitting there like unbothered kind of, and it just makes you even madder.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what happened to Jasmine. She ripped that freaking hat off his head. He got up then, didn't he?
Right. A lot of times that could be what people want. Do you have nothing to say right now?
Right.
You're just gonna sit there?
Yes, I cannot wait.
But like you said, this is prime example because now she knows how he feels about his head being out and exposed. Mm-hmm. Now this is the perfect opportunity for the script to flip.
Yep. And here's the thing. She ripped his hat off on national television. Her pictures might be on the internet if the girl decides to release them, but his bald head is on TV.
Right. And it's going to stay there. And here's my thing, though. As exposed as he feels with just his head out to the world, imagine how exposed Jasmine feels with, you know, her boobs out to even just one person. That's insane.
Yep. But
so I don't feel bad.
Yeah. But did you hear the part when he was like, yeah, your boobs was out, but you weren't, like, naked?
Yes. Like, oh my gosh. What? Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Just quit while you're ahead, you know. You might as well just continue to sit there and be quiet if you're going to say something like that.
Exactly. Oh, I can't wait till next week.
I know. I'm excited.
Well, let's go ahead and move on to our next couple, Mike and Jimena. When we first see Mike, he is setting up everything for the proposal. It's the day before he leaves from Colombia. He's really excited. He takes her and her family to dinner.
Pause. Am I the only one that didn't realize that Jimena was in Colombia?
Where did you think she was?
I have no clue where I thought she was at, but I didn't think she was in Colombia.
Yes.
Until Mike was about to leave and when they were at the airport and he said something about when he comes back to Colombia. And I'm like, Colombia? I don't know where I thought she was at.
I don't know either. Well, Mike decides to take Jimena and her whole family out to a really nice dinner. And Mike and Jimena were actually getting along pretty well. It was nice to see them not having any drama for once. Well, Mike starts reading this love letter that he wrote to Jimena. And oh my gosh, he's actually reading it in Spanish. It was very, very sweet.
Yeah, it was.
Well, after he's done reading it, Jimena gets up and hugs him and gives him a kiss on the cheek. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Jimena, really? Anyway, the cake comes out with the ring on it. You know what? I don't know why TLC tried to play us, making it seem like Jimena wasn't going to say yes.
Okay, when she was crying, I was like, hold on now. And this doesn't look like the yes.
Right.
It looks like, oh, shit, I have to make a hurry up decision.
Right. She was crying for a long time, so. Mm-hmm. It was I was thinking, oh gosh, this isn't good.
Yeah. And her face she was like covering her face, like crying, like that type of crying. So I'm like, Jimena, what you doing?
Well, of course, she did say yes, which was very sweet. And then they pan over to Jimena's dad. And he is also crying. Oh my gosh, that is so sweet. And I think that it says a lot about how much he loves her, you know, and how much they want her to be happy and to be well taken care of, you know, to show her dad crying. And it wasn't that his eyes were tearing up. No, this man was legit crying.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it was very sweet.
And her kids were really happy as well.
I know, they're so cute.
But I was thinking about something during this whole proposal and everything. And I was thinking about whether or not Jimena was crying and excited because getting engaged to is a huge moment. Mm-hmm. Or if she was actually excited and crying because she just got engaged to the love of her life. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's because she was getting engaged to the love of her life.
I thought you were about to just say engaged.
No, I do think that she loves Mike.
Good. Well, I hope so, because it was very nice. Well, now it's the next day, and it's time for him to come back to the States. So they're all sitting in the living room, and Mike is saying his goodbyes, and Jimena's looking very sad. And her sister asked her, why is she so sad?
And I'm like, why do you think?
Exactly. I'm kind of thinking, okay, do I get up and slap my sister for asking me such a dumb question? Or am I just too sad to even get up?
Girl, I'm like, are you like not here right now? Are you somewhere else? Or
so, I don't know. I thought that was so weird that her sister asked her that. But maybe the producer said, I don't know. Anyway, they get to the airport and I almost cried when they were saying goodbye and then Mike went inside and he's waving from the inside. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I almost cried my damn self.
That was actually pretty sad. That's when I'm thinking, so Jimena really does love him.
Yeah, that's how it seemed. I can't wait to just see, you know, what happens with them. Because next week looks like it's going to be some drama now that he's back in the States.
Mm-hmm. But at that time, it did seem that she was pretty upset. She was sad. He was crying. She was crying. The taxi driver was crying.
Right.
And you know what? The airport man was crying.
And you know what, though? Saying goodbye is always the hardest part. Whenever mm-hmm. we are together and then we have to leave each other, it seems as though as mm-hmm. soon as we're about to leave and we're saying goodbye, that is when, you know, your emotions are all high. Yeah. But then once it's been a few minutes and we're actually gone, it's a little bit better.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Kiana, we will move on to your guest from earlier.
Woo-hoo! Ben
and Mahogany. When we first see Ben, he's still going on about how Mahogany never showed up at the airport. And he's actually in the gym at this point. But he takes a second to read us this story that he wrote for Mahogany. And I get it, right? It's kind of this epic love story type of thing, whatever.
First of all, okay, I was just thinking to myself, will she really be able to understand
right.
what you're trying to say? I get it, kind of. So will somebody who doesn't speak English really understand the whole picture of what you're trying to paint?
Absolutely not. I think that maybe I was in a trance while he was reading it because
it was so long.
Yeah, and I was confused. But then at the end, all I hear is him say, so let's dance.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Did any of the rest of this story have anything to do with dancing? Or was that supposed to be?
Yeah, so basically the story was a story about, I can't really remember the whole thing. But it did have something to do with, like, overcoming adversity, then right. a couple dancing. So basically, the let's just dance is like, let's just forget all the worries and let's just do this.
Okay.
That's what I gathered from it. So not necessarily just dancing per se.
Right. Well, I got that, but I thought it was weird that he said, let's just dance. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, I was kind of stuck the whole time wondering what the hell is going on.
Girl.
But anywho, well, Ben ends up FaceTiming his friend and he tells him what happened, that Mahogany did not show up. And all I have to say is that Ben's friend is a really good friend, because I would have been telling my friend, I told your ass not to go down there.
Okay.
That this girl is fake.
My only thing is, I just sit and I'm watching Ben. I'm listening to what he's saying. And I just can't help but think, are you serious?
Yes, he is. Like, he's very serious.
I just cannot take this seriously. How many times do you have to text this freaking chick to never show up, to never hear anything back? You're calling now, and y'all have never even talked on the phone.
Well, if you're wondering if he's serious, let's just go on to this next part about how Ben decides that he's going to go to the city where she lives and find her, because he has to meet her. Because as he was telling his friend on the phone, even though his friend asked him, does he think that Mahogany's real or maybe she's fake? He says that they have such a strong connection that he cannot accept the fact that she couldn't be real.
Right.
So this is what he decides to do. So he tries to call her, of course, like you were just saying. And I don't know why, because they've never talked on the phone. So what exactly were you expecting now?
And actually, you don't even know what her voice sounds like.
Right. And actually, he ends up texting her and telling her that he's on his way and, you know, to come see her in the city. And we actually see his phone, and we can see in the messages that she hadn't even been opening any of the messages.
On WhatsApp. Her ass done deleted that app.
Right. None of the messages had even been open. I'm thinking, okay, now you're calling her and you're still saying that you're going. Well, then something weird happens, because when he texts her and tells her to meet him at a restaurant in San Bartolo, all of a sudden she texts him back and responds with, San Bartolo is far away from where she lives, which is in Lima. She doesn't acknowledge anything else.
The hundreds of thousands of text messages sent previously.
Right.
Really, Ben? Now, she told you she lived in San Bartolo originally, which is why you're even going there to begin with.
That's what I'm thinking. Why is he even going there? And now she's talking about Lima. So what's Lima have to do with anything?
Exactly. So now all of a sudden you get this text message that says San Bartolo is pretty far from Lima. That's a red flag, because what the hell are you doing in Lima?
Right.
When did you move there? Because right before I came here, you lived in San Bartolo. Unless you were lying and you done forgot the lie that you told.
And still, I'm kind of thinking that it can't be that far apart.
Why can't it?
If she's saying that it's far,
I want to Google it.
Yeah. I don't know, because it kind of makes it seem as if it could be close cities, you know, maybe 30 minutes away or something. That's kind of what I was thinking. It may be far if she's poor and doesn't have a car. We really don't know much about her financial background, right?
Right.
So maybe that's why she's saying it. But I wasn't thinking that it was states away, or I don't know.
I just Googled it. And it says that Lima is 1 hour and 15 minutes away from San Bartolo.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Ben feels like he gave her plenty of time to get to the restaurant, because he then responds and says, yeah, so restaurant, 8 o'clock. Be there.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, if he knew that she lived in Lima, he would probably just go to Lima, because Lima is the capital of Peru. So I'm sure it's a bigger city. It has probably more stuff there. If he knew she was there, he would probably have just gone there. Why else would he go all the way out of the way to San Bartolo?
Who knows? Yeah.
And you know what? Since Lima is the capital, he probably flew into Lima. He's probably already there. Oh, you know what I just thought about?
What?
Maybe he did fly into Lima, and he was in Lima. And that is why she said it's kind of far, because she's saying it's kind of far for you to travel here from there.
Oh.
Because remember, she was supposed to meet him.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's okay. It's making sense now.
Yeah, we definitely missed that.
That whole thing until just now, because I'm like, well, Lima's the capital, so they have to have an airport. But okay, got it.
Got it. Sorry.
Disregard.
Well, Ben ends up getting to the restaurant, and he actually had all his bags with him, which I kind of thought was weird. But anyway.
Where would he put them?
He stayed in a hotel. He could have left them.
Not in San Bartolo.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he just went straight to the restaurant.
No, he was at the hotel.
In Lima. After he got off his flight. Remember, he took that long-ass taxi to San Bartolo. He got in the taxi. It was daytime.
Oh, so the hotel was in San Bartolo.
The hotel was in Lima where he flew into.
But why would he take his bags to San... Oh, because he thought that...
Yeah.
He might be staying with Mahogany, I guess.
Right.
Or closer to her.
Or at least meeting up with her. Yes, Aiden.
Okay. Got it. Sorry. So, of course, Ben is sitting in the restaurant and he's waiting over 30 minutes. The waitress is continuously coming up to him, asking him if he needs anything else. And Ben's telling her no. And actually, can I just mention really quick that Ben's Spanish is actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if he learned all that from whatever app he was using, because I'm going to need that.
I know, right? But Ben is just, it's sad.
It is.
I mean, we already talked about this before. Ben is not an ugly guy. He seems pretty nice, genuine. I just can't help but think that he can't really be believing this stuff, falling for this.
But he can, and he is. And it's funny, though, because after a while, when Mahogany hasn't shown up, Ben says that he would have at least called and let the person that he was meeting know that he was going to be late. And I'm thinking to myself, Ben, she's not letting you know that she's just running a little late because she's not coming.
Girl, when he said that, I'm looking at my TV and I want to slap Ben. Ben, really? Huh?
He really thought she was coming. You could see it on his face, in his demeanor. He was waiting. He just knew she was coming.
I just cannot. I just feel really sad for Ben because part of me was thinking, okay, he's not serious. He doesn't really believe this stuff. But the other half of me knows that he actually is dead serious and he believes all of this.
Right. Exactly. But let's move on because we'll just have to wait and see about Mahogany.
Yeah, because from what I can tell, next week he's still going to be sitting in the restaurant waiting for her.
Exactly.
Probably until they close.
The waitress is probably going to have to come up to him and tell him, sir, we're getting ready to shut down for the night.
Right.
And poor Ben is going to have to take that hour and a half drive back to Lima to his hotel. Hopefully, I mean, he didn't check out of his hotel.
Well,
you know?
I think he'll probably get a hotel in San Bartolo.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Because if he was going to stay in Lima, he would have just left his bags at the hotel.
Yeah.
Are you okay? I know it's early.
It's early. That's all. Okay. Let's go on to one of my least favorite couples, Alina and Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we're even still talking about them, but anyway. Alina is wanting Caleb to tell her if they're going to still be together. when they both go their separate ways, when she goes back to Russia and him to the United States. And Caleb thinks that it's a little too fast still to make such a decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Caleb doesn't want to be exclusive. And I still can't really figure out why he went over there in the first place if he didn't want a relationship.
Look, we discussed this probably, what, the first or second episode. It's because he didn't realize the extent of the situation.
Girl, yes.
That's all I can say. I just don't think that he realized the extent of the situation, how much help Alina needs, like,
and that's exactly what he ends up telling her.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, what he actually said originally was that he didn't know if he would be able to be the person that could take care of her and give her what she needs and be her aid, which I was kind of like, oh, okay. But anyway, and Alina kind of called him out and told him, that's BS, because you're kind of just saying that you're not good enough for me type of situation. And I kind of felt like she was saying that that should be her decision. And she doesn't feel like that. So you're just making up an excuse when you say that, you know?
Well, I don't see how it would be her decision if I'm telling you I don't want to be your aide.
And like, but see, I think for Alina, she's not taking in what he's saying. She's hearing him, but it doesn't seem like she's comprehending. So she ends up asking him straight up, are we going to be in a relationship or not? And Caleb still, he just can't answer, which I think is an answer in itself.
Right.
If the answer was yes, he would just say yes.
Correct.
You know, what I was saying earlier, I feel like she's hearing him, but she's taking it in her own way instead of what he's actually just saying to her. Look, this is it. It just seems mm-hmm. like she's just flipping it around in her head and coming up with her own, oh, he said this, but he actually meant this.
How does she do that, though?
Because that's kind of what I was getting when she said about him talking about the BS and stuff. But also later on when he actually tells her the actual truth.
See, I think it's because when they were at the restaurant, he said, I don't think that I can give you the care and stuff that you need and things of that nature. So that's why she said, that's BS, because now you're trying to make it seem that, oh, it's me, it's not you, I'm not good enough type. So I can see that. But when they got back to the hotel room, that's when he finally said the full thing. I'm not ready to be an aide to you. I don't know if this is what I can do or something that I necessarily want to do. At the restaurant, he made it seem that he couldn't take care of her, as if he's not capable or something. But at the hotel, he basically said, I don't want to.
Yeah, but that's what I mean when I say that she's taking it into her own mind and flipping it. Because if a person is telling you that, to me, that is them saying that they don't want to. Of course he can help her. You know, he's fully capable of helping her if he wanted to, but he doesn't want to. Which actually brings us to the hotel. And he finally tells her the truth straight up, which we have known since the beginning, is that he's never been with a little person and he's always been on his own and doing what he wants to do for himself, and he wouldn't want to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so happy that he finally told her. But at the same time, I'm wondering why the hell he decided to wait till the day before they leave.
I know, it was pretty sad. I did low-key feel bad for Alina, but I think he just waited because he didn't really want to ruin the time there. I don't even feel as if he would tell her that, but she just kept pressing him.
Yeah.
So he kind of had no choice at that point.
And to give Caleb the benefit of the doubt, maybe he was waiting because he wanted to see if he could, you know, get over his feelings of mm-hmm. maybe not being able to do it. Possibly. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Well, Alina says that If he loves her, he would want to help her when she needs it. And I think that she's basically saying what she knows to be true. If you love someone, you will want to help them. So I'm confused as to why it's not getting in her head that he obviously doesn't love her in that way. You know, he's not in love with her.
Right. I agree. If you love someone, you love them in spite of. So you would want to help them. My question is, when did Caleb say that he loved her?
Girl.
And when has she said that she loved him? Unless this is like stuff that they've talked about in private. I just don't see, why do you think he loves you? And you guys just met. Yes, you've been talking for 13 years, but you're telling me that you're in love after just meeting? I mean, well, most of the people on this show, I guess. But I'm just saying, yes, you guys are great friends because y'all been knowing each other for 13 years and talking and all that. But I can't say that I love you.
Well, I was wondering if maybe they had been saying that, because you and your friends would say that if you guys get close enough. But also him coming over there to Turkey and them meeting, it just seems as if Alina was thinking that their relationship was at the next level, where Caleb, not so much. I mean, their whole thing was to see if they would be in a relationship. So I'm thinking that's why she kept saying that. But right. All I'm saying is, Alina, go with your gut. If you feel like if someone loves you, that they should want to take care of you or would want to, then you feel that way for a reason. Go with that.
I know. I mean, she might be a racist and not care about Black people, but I kind of feel bad for her still. Remember the airport when he was actually looking... Hold
on. Before we get to the airport really quick, I did want to say that another reason why I feel like Alina is taking what Caleb says and is flipping it to her own way of thinking is because when she's talking to the producers, she actually tells them that she thinks that he's just afraid of change. And that's the reason why he doesn't want to accept being with her. Girl, he just doesn't want you. And he finally has told you that, and you're still looking for an excuse.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it's because he doesn't want change. I think he doesn't want to be a caregiver.
Right.
I mean, he's only in his 20s or maybe 30s, I guess.
And he travels all over the world. You know, I don't think that it's that he doesn't like change. I mean,
and he already said he's independent. He's a bachelor. So,
yeah,
I think he's just not ready to settle down with such a big commitment right now.
Exactly. So now, you know, they're heading to the airport, and I just have two questions. Number one, do they not wear seatbelts in Turkey? And number two, why did Caleb even ask her to move closer to him when they were in the cab?
Girl, what do you mean? Because they're about to leave and not see each other anymore.
All I'm saying is I would have wanted to get my own damn ride to the airport, because not you just telling me that you don't want to be with me and expect me to still ride with you.
Really?
Yes.
I think it was sweet.
I would be very sad, and I would be thinking,
okay, but you still want to spend the last moments with this person, though. You don't know if you're ever going to see them again.
I think
not saying that one of them will die, but she's going to Russia, he's going back to USA. So I get it. You're just being mean.
I'm not. I'm just thinking that Alina already wants more, and it's just, it's giving mixed signals. So now's the time that they finally actually get to the airport. And Caleb is telling the airport guy that Alina's going to need someone to wheel her in her wheelchair to her plane. You know, he's kind of taking care of business. Alina has to tell him, hey, can we talk for a minute, please? I thought Caleb was just about to go straight to his plane. He didn't even seem like he was going to say goodbye.
No, I don't think so. He probably was going to say goodbye.
Well, Alina had to.
I thought she was saying that to the guy wheeling her to her gate, because she's like, can we get a minute to say goodbye?
Oh, I thought she was talking to Caleb.
No.
Who knows?
But it seemed before they were leaving that he was kind of feeling maybe he made a mistake. Maybe he made his decision a little bit hastily as far as telling her he don't want to be a caregiver and all that. Because it seemed like he was kind of regretting saying what he said to her.
I was thinking something similar, but I think that whenever you have to say something that you know is going to hurt somebody, you will always feel that kind of regret. I mean, yeah, I think he'll miss her, whatever, you know, hang out with her. But I didn't feel as if he was thinking, oh, no, I made a mistake. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with them. I think we already know, honestly.
We'll
figure it out. So let's go ahead and move on to Memphis and Hamza.
Hamzy.
They're back this week. I love seeing them. I don't know why, but I really do.
Same. Can I just say this really quickly before we dive into them? Memphis, kind of getting on my nerves a little bit. Sis. You're doing too much. Throughout this whole episode, did you see how Hamzy was looking?
He was
looking all sad.
He looked like a hurt puppy. Like,
oh my goodness. And it's like Memphis is like, well, we'll talk about it, but I'm just like, oh, Memphis.
Yes. And we're going to get into that. So when we first see them, they wake up in the morning and they actually talked about how the sexy time was pretty good. Memphis was very glad that Hamza was able to please her because now that's one less thing that she has to worry about before they get married. And I just want to know why when they were talking about it in bed, why was Memphis moaning? Remember a few episodes ago when Memphis was in the kitchen cooking with Hamza's mom and she was moaning then too?
Oh, you're saying the noises that she makes are moaning noises.
Yes, she's always making some moaning noises. But anywho, they're going to the embassy today so that Memphis can get all her paperwork taken care of so that they're finally able to get married. And before they go to the embassy, though, they were at a restaurant having lunch. They were joking around. They seem like they get along very well.
Mm-hmm.
But here comes the drama, because once again, Memphis ruins the moment.
Because once again, Memphis does not know how to act.
Memphis decides to talk to Hamza about getting a prenup. And of course, Hamza doesn't know what a prenup is. And
right.
All I'm saying is, this should have been something that she thought about before. Why is she just now springing this out of nowhere? Now, she did say that she didn't really think about it before, which is crazy to me, number one. But since he lied about his age, she doesn't really know what else he could possibly be lying about.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, she wants to get one. And all I'm saying is, if you feel like he's lying about other stuff, why do you even want to get married?
Yeah, that's true. I think that Memphis is just doing too much, though. Honestly, it's kind of a thing where if it's broke, then fix it. If it's not, okay, fine. Just leave it alone. Yes,
please.
He lied about his age, but to me, it seems like Hamza is a really good person. He seems like he really cares for Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's just doing too much. Guys don't like when you be doing all that nagging stuff.
And that's exactly what Hamza tells the producers.
And she just keeps nagging. Memphis, give it a rest.
It just
spread some of it out a little bit.
Right. It seems like it's always something with her. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Which is basically what Hamza told the producers when they were asking him about it. And he said that he felt uneasy about the relationship now because it's always something coming up.
Yeah.
Where Memphis always is saying something. That she won't marry him if he doesn't do something.
Right. Aren't you supposed to be marrying me because you love me, maybe? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, every time I turn around, if you don't get the sexy time right, I'm not going to be able to marry you, Hamza. And if you don't...
Not the Memphis impression.
If you don't sign this prenup, I'm not going to be able to marry you. And if you don't split things 50-50 with me, I'm not going to be able to marry you. When will you be able to marry me is the question. What okay. is it going to... Because at this point, it's getting a little much now.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't like that Memphis was low-key trying to play as if what she said to him about the prenup shouldn't have any effect on him. Because mm-hmm. when they're in the car on the way to the embassy, Hamza is clearly upset after the conversation. And Memphis right. asks him, what's wrong? Girl, what do you think?
She's talking about, why you're not excited? Why you're not happy? Then she's telling the producers, yeah, he doesn't seem very happy. He seems like something's bothering him, but I don't know what.
Get a grip. You now, know what? You, I hate
exactly.
that.
Did you or did you not just have a conversation about getting a prenup and all this other stuff? And he yeah. told you how he felt about it.
Exactly.
Now, all of a sudden, I don't know why he's upset, but it seems like he's upset about something.
Yeah. And he actually said that he feels like she doesn't trust him.
Yes.
I mean, come on. That's probably why he's upset.
And I do like Memphis, but I feel like she's...
I don't know.
Maybe because she's nervous.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah.
Because...
But calm down, sis.
As you mentioned before... She also wants to split everything 50-50 when he gets to the U.S. And mm-hmm. this got brought up because they're talking about the wedding and they're talking about how the wedding is going to be paid for and how she's going to have to help him pay for the wedding, which she doesn't mind. But then she starts getting into, do you have any money saved? Do mm-hmm. you have any money or are you just broke? And I kind of felt like that was a little rude.
That was a low blow. Like, yes. You freaking butthole. Why would you even say that? That part was so unnecessary. And this is what I mean.
So unnecessary.
Doing too much.
Yes.
Did you really have to say that?
Also, Hamza is only 26. I don't know right. a shit ton of 26-year-olds that have a huge amount of money in savings. Honestly.
Girl.
Not even in the U.S., let alone Tunisia.
Right. And she was like, we're going to have to split everything 50-50. Do you have any savings or are you just broke?
Girl.
Broke? Does that even translate in Arabic? I'm trying to figure that out, for one.
And then they end up having the conversation about how now that she has her papers and Hamza was still upset over that previous conversation, now she's getting upset because he's not excited and and basically they're both saying the same thing about how they felt as if this should have been a very happy moment. They're finally mm-hmm. getting the papers. They're finally about to be getting married. But neither
and
one of them
And all I keep
are.
Thinking about is you freaking nagging me to freaking smithereens.
Not smithereens. Well, I think that these are conversations that they should have had already. I don't know why they waited until she went to go get her papers, because that is a happy moment. That is not a moment where you want to have any kind of drama. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think Memphis expects him to just go along with it, which I don't necessarily think that he would have a problem with. But when it's so much at the same time, I think that's where he's also, getting upset at.
Right.
I hope they make it, though, because I really do like them together. And like I said earlier, they seem to have a really good relationship where they can joke around and be themselves around each other.
Yeah.
Memphis just got to stop ruining all the good moments with yeah. this deep, heavy stuff. Have those conversations at another time so that this time when you finally get the marriage paperwork is a happy time only.
Yeah. I feel that she's pushing Hamza away, though, because he looking like, all right, now. And not to mention, I guess she's not doing it on purpose necessarily, but she just keeps putting him down. And he seems really sad. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. He seems very sad and hurt and just over it, really. We were both saying he seems as if he's a really good guy so far. So she better be careful, because you don't want to lose that over something that could be prevented. Yep. Period. Well, that was our last couple for this morning.
That's it already?
That's it. Because we didn't see Kim and Usman or Ella and Johnny this week.
Oh, yeah.
So that's it. Next week is going to be so good. I cannot wait. I'm going to have my popcorn ready, okay?
I cannot wait for Gino and Jasmine.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And Ben to be still sitting at the dinner table.
Right. That's going to be his whole segment, is him still sitting there 3 days later. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens, but...
Yes. Well, that's it for this week's episode. Thank y'all for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at 90 Day Fiance. Wait, what? We also have a Twitter where we live tweet episodes at 90 Day Fiance WWH. Don't forget to leave us a rating and a review here on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, and don't forget to share with your friends and family and coworkers and everybody else that you know.
Yes, let's have some discussions. Let's get into it together.
Yes, and let us know like what you want to see on the Instagram or stuff like that. We can incorporate. Just let us know.
We outie.